Simply the Gospel is a Bible study resource ministry of Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church of Columbus, Indiana. Hello, this is Jim Pursley coming to you from our Lawton Avenue Chapel on this beautiful spring afternoon. The sun is shining, and I would love to spend the next 15 minutes with you reviewing Lesson 21, a review of Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 58. Entitled Treasuring Christ. The vision of Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church is simple, and it's this: to behold the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. To behold the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. We believe this beholding is a lifelong quest or lifelong ambition for every person who's been born again by grace through faith in Christ. We believe that every Christian through the Spirit is drawn to behold the glory of God through Jesus Christ as we look to Him, as we magnify Him, as we draw our attention to Christ. In that beholding of Christ, we see the glory of God. And we see this as our quest as Christians for this life. And because through beholding Him, as a result of beholding Him, we live lives that are pleasing to God. I'll never forget when I first met my wife, and we've been married about 27 years now, going on 28. When I first met her, oh, how I beheld her. The very first day I saw her, I beheld her. And there was no one else I could think about. In fact, I began changing how I lived my life because I wanted to meet her. I wanted to see her. I wanted to find her because I was so struck by her. There was something about her that just drew me to her. When I saw her, I thought to myself, there is the sweetest, most kind, gentle person I think I've ever seen in my life. And this was before we had even spoken. Now, 27 years later, I still am drawn to her. And I have forsaken much in my life that maybe otherwise I would have pursued. But as a result of my wife and my love for her, I'm drawn to her more and more and more. How much more than the God who has made us and has revealed Himself to us through Jesus Christ, His Son, how much more through faith, according to His grace, can we know Him and be captured by Him and brought into a life that is pleasing to Him. And this comes through faith, but it's not for any other reason than Christ has become our treasure. And so it's an encouragement to all of us to pursue Christ, that He would become our treasure. And these parables, the first two especially in Matthew 13, verses 44 through 46, these parables draw us to Him and direct our attention to the fact that Christ is such a treasure that losing everything else to gain Him is worth it. He is not disappointing. And we can behold the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Now listen to this first parable, because we have to look at the manner in which this man sold everything once he found this. Listen to the scripture first. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Oh, he didn't wring his hands when he found that treasure. He didn't wonder, what's going to happen to me if I sell everything? He's like, oh, if I sell everything and gain this treasure, I'll have everything. Friends, do you feel that way? Do you believe that way about the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, I could say, if not, why not? Well, if not, and I ask the question, why not? It's very simple, because we're not treasuring Christ. We don't know Him as we should. But friends, He's right here. He's right before us. He's in us through the person of indwelling of the Holy Spirit, who comes by faith living in us as we receive the grace of God and the forgiveness of sins found in Christ and the new life that's in Him. Well, the treasure's found. It just says he found it. Simply found. We don't know how, but he found it. But when it's found that he recognizes this treasure is so valuable, and it's so important that nothing else matters, we would call this what happened, that this treasure was so great, the treasure itself, when he saw it and beheld it, the treasure transformed him. His focus and direction in life completely changes. He turns his back on that which once was his to gain that which is before him, which is, in this parable, the treasure that he found in the ground. For us, we have to grasp the meaning. This treasure is Christ. The man who found the buried treasure recognized that it was valued. He didn't have to go have it appraised. When you see Jesus, if you see him revealed in the Scripture, and as he reveals himself through the Scripture to you by faith, through the power of the Spirit, you recognize immediately the great and infinite value of, that possessing Christ has for you in your life. As a Christian, when we find Christ, we find in him the fullness of God. Look at Colossians 1:19, you'll see that. We find in him grace upon grace upon grace. John chapter 1, verse 16. We find in him, as John 1:17 says, the fullness of grace, the fullness of truth. We find in him the fullness of the wisdom of God for our righteousness and holiness. So we find in him our full righteousness, our full holiness. Everything pleasing to God is found in Christ. All these treasures are laid up in Christ, in Christ. He is the treasure. Get this, if you belong to Christ, Christ belongs to you. He is yours. He is mine through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, some listening might just say right now, how may I find this treasure? Well, the first thing to know is that the treasure, this treasure, is hidden in the gospel. The field in the parable, anyway, is the gospel. So find the gospel and you will find Christ. He won't be found in any other field. He won't be found in worldly philosophy or anything else. He'll only be found in and through the gospel. Only in the gospel will Christ be seen. It's important that even Christians hear the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ. Matthew Henry speaks about Christ being found in the gospel in this way. Christ is hid as milk in the breast, the marrow in the bone, the manna in the dew, the water in the well, the honey in the honeycomb. It is hid not in a garden enclosed or a spring shut up, but in a field, an open field. Whoever will let him come, whoever will let him come and search the Scriptures, let him dig in this field. Find Christ, and people will just mock this all day long, but go to God and through the Scriptures. Read the Bible and have some. Go to a church where the Bible is spoken, where it's opened and read, and people reference Scriptures and they speak about Scriptures, and the fellowship times revolve around the Scripture, where Bible studies study the Scripture, where the discussions in those Bible studies are Bible discussions. True Christians will want to speak about God in Christ. We'll want to, and we'll look to the Scriptures to see the revelation of God in the person of Jesus Christ come off the page. The Scripture is the history of the redemption of mankind. Therefore, the Scripture is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Some places in Scripture He's hidden more than others, but go to the Gospels and there you'll find Him. Have you been looking for Christ as your treasure? Have you received Him as your treasure? Will you seek Him more if you say, He's okay to me, He's important to me, but I can't say I treasure Him? Friend, you should be. I mean, you just should be. He is. I can tell you this. I gaze upon Him, but I don't appreciate the treasure that He is, and I know I need to repent daily in my prayers. Lord Jesus, help me to treasure You as I ought, in such a manner that my life transforms through the power of the Spirit as I gaze upon you. Well, we need to move on to the second parable, verses 45 and 46, the parable of the merchant. Well, this one is pretty clear. The merchant is in pursuit of pearls of value. He's looking for the more the better. Well, he's inclined toward investment and return. He only searches them out to purchase them because they're worth something. He wants to get a return on them. But listen to this. When he finds the pearl of pearls, this pearl of pearls is a pearl that far exceeds the total sum of all other pearls. You could have all the pearls, but they would not compare to this one pearl. This is so important. When he finds that one pearl, he unloads all his earthly all his pearls and everything else, and buys that one pearl of great price. Now, we could say that the merchant is like many people who are religious, they're reverent, they're moral, they're people of integrity. We all know people like this. Just because somebody's not a Christian doesn't mean they don't have integrity. It's just not an integrity that will last and stand up under the test of the judgment of God. But nevertheless, this merchant's like a religious person, moral and all, but lacking something. I mean, if he had it all, he wouldn't be searching for anything, but he's lacking something. He's looking for more. He's looking for the higher morality, the higher integrity, the higher perfection. But he's like many people. When he finds Christ, and like this merchant, when he found the pearl of pearls, he found in that pearl everything he had been striving for. When people that are religious, when people that are moral begin and they see Christ, they find in Christ everything they've been striving for. He is the highest morality. He's the highest integrity. He's the highest perfection. And he's infinitely more. In Christ, they find the pearl of pearls and lose everything to gain Christ. Very few people will do this. Poverty-stricken people refuse to take hold of Christ. Wealthy people refuse to take hold of Christ. Repent. Take hold of Christ. He will be the pearl of pearls. What's been your highest pursuit in life? Have you found Christ? If you found Christ, have you received His righteousness, which is by grace through faith in Christ alone? Well, moving on. In verses 47 through 52, we have very alarming and sobering verses that speak of judgment and privilege. And I'll be very brief through this, but it's pretty clear what's happening. It's a parable of a net, and this is a parable of judgment and separation in verses 47 through 50. And it's obvious that at the judgment, the believers, that is the good fish, will be separated out from the bad fish, the unbelievers. I think that's the point Jesus is wanting to make. Of all the fish, the good fish are separated out, taken out from among the bad fish. This is good. That means that the Lord knows those who are His. This is a scripture promise. The Lord knows those who are His. None will be caught in judgment that should not be. But all who are meant, who are separated unto eternal life, according to the grace of God in Christ, will be. And this should encourage us very, very much. Now in verses 51 and 52, the parable of privilege is very short. It's pertinent to us in that if you have Christ and you're learning Christ, just like these religious leaders had the truth, Jesus said, you have all this, you know all these things I've been telling you. You need to be opening up to others that they could behold the glory of God in me, Jesus is saying. But they didn't do it. They didn't do it, though they were privileged. Christians have the privilege of opening up the treasure house to reveal Christ to everyone. Not everyone will receive Him, but we've received the revelation of God in the person of Jesus Christ, and there's responsibility that comes with this. With revelation comes responsibility. But is it a drudgery? If we can give this treasure away and never lack, are we losing anything by revealing Christ, by opening up the treasure house of Christ to everyone? What will you do? And one final word we see in verses 53 through 58. And we'll touch more on this in the next lesson. In your questions, you'll see this. But there's a danger Jesus warns against, the danger of unbelief. Many people are going to be stunned at the judgment day when they see many people that they once looked down upon and mocked. When they see those people separated unto eternal life with God, they will regret forevermore with great sorrow that they despised the gospel. The ones they looked down on were Christians. They'll mourn that they refused the treasure offered to them many, many, many times. They will indeed behold the glory of God, but only His glory as it's revealed in wrath against them. And think of it. The only thing that sent them to the judgment of God and the wrath of God was the sin of offense. They were like the people of chapter 53 through 58 who knew much about Jesus, but they were offended by Him. Will you warn your loved ones to be careful not to take offense toward Jesus? Thank you for listening to Simply the Gospel, and I pray that you will be given a spirit of wisdom and revelation that you may know God better through Jesus Christ. Amen.